Blog Talk Radio.
Stop kidding ourselves. You know, I've been a little crazy lately since we stopped seeing each other. I guess we would never know that unless we got a chance to talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Check, check, 1, 2. Hey, man, welcome to the G Lou Show. OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Odie, man. We are back for another spill. And we always keep it real. I am G Lou. I'll be joined by my co-host, Flossie B, Hank Norman, and Queen Jean. Before we get started, happy 4th of July weekend to everyone out there, man. I see everyone, you know, having a good time, enjoying the sunshine, and spending time with their loved ones. I just came from another party I did a back-to-back. My homeboy, shout out to my peoples from Michigan, man, invited me to their get down and DJed the party for him. I had a great time, so I'm fresh off of that. So happy 4th of July weekend. I'm going to bring my homeboy Flossie back in. He's been on tour. He's been back on tour like a motherfucker. So shout out to Flossie B. What up, Floss? Welcome back, sir.
Say, mate, what's happening, G-Lou?
You've been on tour, Jack. You've been on a live one, Jack.
Yeah, man. I'm really receiving blessings, man. God been blessing me, man. I really, you know, I enjoyed myself. I got to go relax and shit. Just came back and I've been hanging out with the homies today and shit. Kenya pulled up on me. Shout out to Kenya Ware. Yeah, the homegirl
Kenya
pulled
up on me.
Yeah. Shout out to my homie.
He was with the homie Big Style too. What up with Style?
Oh yeah, that's my nigga. Yeah, you know that's my nigga. We chop it up every time we get together. You know how it go. Shout out to my folks, Tammy, man. Happy birthday to my girl Tammy. Her birthday was July 1st. So shout out to her. And shout out to all
the July birthday people.
All the July birthday people and shit. But other than that, G-Lou, I'm just shit. I'm chilling. I got a wedding I gotta be in. And the tour is really on.
It's really on off with the summer.
Yeah, it's really on.
The Flossie B summer tour.
And the grand for the Flosstober is coming, y'all. We're going to try it again this year. Last year, we couldn't get it in like we were. We're going to try it again this year, Flosstober. I'm going to figure it out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but it's all good, man. But shout out to everybody, man. Happy holidays. You know, everybody, eat your barbecue. Enjoy yourself, man. And just, you know, take it all in, man. I'm glad to be back. You know what I'm saying? We're here every Sunday. Do what we do.
Yes, sir.
And shout out
taking
to
that ride.
Team, man. Shout out to Queen Jean.
Yeah, shout out to Queen Jean. Queen Jean should probably be in your area. Queen Jean on tour now, so she'll probably be in your area soon. Shout out to Hank, wherever he is, probably coming in from the church. He'll tap in soon. But, shout out to everyone out there, man. But me and Floss, we here.
Hey, you know, shout out to Malik Spellman. You know, he just did an interview on Dateline, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Malik Spellman, man, just did an interview on Dateline on Crenshaw, standing on Crenshaw, you know what I'm saying? And he put it together. They came to holler at him. So shout out to my boy Malik Spellman, man.
Wow.
And it's all good, man. Everything's beautiful,
man.
You know?
Beautiful.
So
man.
Shit, we
beautiful.
Back, G-Lou. Shit, let's do what we can only do, mate. Let's serenade him tonight, man. Let's take a ride.
Let's go, Floss. We in traffic like Dave's and Graphics. It's the G-Lou Show, OG Sundays, 914-803-4001. Let's go.
Let's take a ride.
I had a dream.
shout out to our sponsors for the evening. First and foremost, shout out to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the Kwanglomerate. Also, 93.Tweet FM, Ism Tweet, Cadillac.com. Also, D.D. Harrison, the producer, publisher, and author. The G. Lou Show After Hours on YouTube every Monday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Check us out on the After Hours, 9:30 p.m. Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. And the GLUShow.com, where you can get all the apparel, past shows, and everything to do with the G. Lou Show. You dig? With that being said, let's get back in track.
Hey, now you are tuned. Hey, the Spinners once said it takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. But hey, we, the G. Lou Squad, we love everybody. So stay tuned in to our shows, our Friday flashback, our West Side Wednesdays, and of course, our number one rated Blog Talk Radio show, our OG Fabulous Low Rider Oldie show with the dopest squad, G. Lou, Big Flossy, Hank Stud the Gangster, and of course, myself, Queen Jean. Peace and love.
hold up. Before we continue, though, OG Sundays, G-Lou Show, G-Lou Floss, the boss. We out here with my homeboy, Hank to the gangster. Hank Norman just pulled up, so we got to bring him in. What up, Hank?
Hank is barbecuing, and I'm taking a piece right now.
Tell him to put me a rib to the side.
Oh, I sure will make a beef or pork.
What's up, Lisa?
Pork is fine.
Pork. Okay, I've done my beef and tender.
Eat one or what? I'll try both.
All right, then. Hi, G. Lou, how you doing? Is Queen with us?
No, she's not here. I think she's off tonight.
Okay. Well, this is Hankster at the Gangsterette.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, put me a plate
so
to the side, too.
Hey, Kev, I gave her the phone,
up,
right? I'm out there on the barbecue pit, right? So I gave her the phone. I said, go on, get in. When I gave her the phone, she said, what am I supposed to say? I said, I was nervous, man. I walked outside. She was nervous,
said,
I'm
a
motherfucker, man. What's up,
Gino?
What's up, boss?
Hey, what up, man?
What's
it's all
man?
Good, loved one.
Hey, I like what that.
What you got
shit
on the grill?
Hey, flip to me, nigga. You know I know how to do that, nigga. I got the First of all, I hit them with the pork ribs. I did them yesterday. Then I did the beef ribs and the chicken today. And I was going to do the links tomorrow, but my grill was so hot, I just threw the links on there and finished it on off, man. And I'm going to warm everything up tomorrow, and we're going to get in.
Oh, wow.
What it is. You going to Miles Fat or you at the
house? No, nigga, I'll be at the house, nigga. If you need a plate, nigga, come through. I got you.
I sure is going to pull up for that, nigga. That's what I am.
All right,
damn.
I got you. I got you.
Man, I wish I could pull up for that.
I'm going to pull up for you, G-Lou. Hey, G-Lou, don't worry about it. I'll pull up for you. Don't worry about it.
Hold the fuck up. Wait a minute.
I just thought about it. Hey, we want to give a shout out to our homeboy Scrappy, man, Long Beach, lad, who lost his battle to that fucking cancer, man. Fuck that cancer, man. But shout out to our boy Scrappy, man. Big Scrap, man.
I got so many stories about that nigga, man. That's my nigga, man. You know, from the street to the pen, man. And then we got out the pen. That nigga started. He started coaching with Willie McGinnis. He got me on with Willie McGinnis. We was coaching with him, man. We was just doing it all right. And then when he caught the cancer, he said, Hank, man, I got this shit, man. I'm going to need you to work me out, man. Keep me going strong. So he moved over on the west side. He was probably like 3 blocks from me. I used to scoop him up, man. We used to ride our bikes on the weekends. But he fell off. You know what I mean? He just fell off. And then so I talked to him probably like about 3 weeks ago. And I started calling his phone, and the nigga wasn't answering his phone, man. And I told Wucci, that's Wucci's first cousin. I said, Wucci, you need to holler at Scrap. I said, you need to holler at Scrap, cuz I'm fine. I was going on. He like, man, the nigga ain't answering the phone. I said, man, ain't nothing. Something ain't right. So I went by his house probably like 2 times, but he wasn't there because he was in the hospital. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The girl finally told me he was in the hospital. Hey, but I told him to bring him home. And he was here for like about 4 or 5 days, and then he passed. I was like, damn, I was on it. I knew something wasn't right, cuz I was going by that nigga house trying to check on him, and I just knew something wasn't right. Man, I just knew something wasn't right. Cause.
Shout out to my boy, Scrap, man. But and then our boy, the legendary Long Beach barber, big artist, man. He fight. He on his last leg, I think, but he fights. But shout out to Uncle Art, man.
Artist Bumpers, man. Bumpers, man. Come on, man. Big Bumpers.
Yeah, man. I was just talking. Me and Big Style was sitting up talking today, and Style looked at me. He said, Floss, man. He said, we just seeing our history as we know it just disappear in front of our eyes. I was like, damn, he's kind of right.
He right, because it's like I was telling y'all last week how we watching these stars fall off. Everything going, man. But it looked like the world falling apart. But it's really falling into place because it got to go this way for it to get where it got to get to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's going like it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we here though, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Like I say, happy 4th of July. Everybody just cooking their food today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Y'all enjoy the fireworks. Y'all be safe because all that shit ain't fireworks, so be safe with that shit.
That part.
Yeah.
And this one is,
you know what I'm saying?
Tonight and tomorrow night is when they're going to try to mix that shit together. They're going to try to pop
everybody be safe.
As soon as it gets midnight tonight, they going off.
Oh, they just started over here already. They just started already. Shit, I'm thinking they finishing up the shit they didn't do last year. Goddamn. Shit. Hey, man, but we here, man. If y'all want to holler at us, man, me, Hank, G-Lou, we here, man. Call in, man, 914-803-4001, man. Press 1, man. We bring you in. Holler at us, man. We here,
man.
Let's take a ride, man. Let's get in traffic like Daisy Graphic. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th, y'all. Let's roll.
Let's go.
Let's go, Flo. That far.
Ooh.
unless you're concerned. Now I'm a different guy and I don't compare to many. But next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's strange.
And I like it. Just the way she is. Walking down the avenue. Always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
Come to meet her, you'll never agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.
And I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way,
just
she,
the way
is.
She is.
Walking down the avenue.
make my dreams come true. Dancing like that, meet the moon inside my mind. Above my pillow, smiling brightly down at you. Your name's always on my mind, and in my heart it's true. Counting nightmares in the dark inside my love, beside my pillow now, I'll give it all to you. I don't care if you don't love me like you say, because I'm gonna love you anyway. And I don't care if you don't love me like you say, because I'm gonna love you anyway. Take my heart down off the shelf, use your love as the key. Please unlock me from the pain to which I'm bound. You won't regret the time you shed your love with me. Yeah.
man. I just want to give a shout out, I guess, to everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. Respect that G-Lou show. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing that's happening right now. It's the most popular thing on the radio. So tune in, listen in, log in, call in. It don't matter. Just make sure you're in the car. And much love to you, G-Lou, for, you know, allowing me to be here and sit at this damn long table. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. This is G-Lou Show, OG Sunday, Fab the Slow Rider Oldies on the 4th of July weekend. I'm back with my homies, Hank Norman and Flossie B. We got a, did we have a caller? I thought we had a caller. Okay. Well, if we don't, press 1 if you want to speak. And,
That's right. That's right, man.
Okay,
call in and holler at us, man. Tune in,
hold
man.
Hold on, we got a caller. 909, hello. Hold up. Nope. I don't know. Let me see. 909, hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, good evening.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
What's happening?
I have, my name's Taylor, and I have a request song for my grandmother. Today's her birthday. I just want to say happy birthday and wanted to listen to her favorite song on the radio.
Okay. No problem. What is
it? The song is Work by Naughty by Nature.
Oh, yeah.
Work by Naughty by Nature. Okay.
You went there, nigga.
Okay, we got you. We got you. Give me a few minutes to pull it
okay,
up, okay?
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Have a good evening. Happy
Fourth. Yeah, G-Lou. She making you get, nigga, get your money's worth, nigga. She getting her money's worth out of you. I ain't heard that. What is worth? Which one is that one?
That's, we'll see what it is, I guess. We got you, though, coming up, my
all right.
Hold tight, okay?
Yeah, it is. All
okay.
Right, you all.
Right. All right. Hey, check it out. Let me see. 858, you're live on the line. Hello.
Craig with it.
J-Lo, what's going on, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yo.
You know what's happening, man. You know, I hear you got the players on the phone, you know, Flossie and what's that, my other big homeboy, man, you know, Hank. And, you know, I'm out here on the corner, man. I'm selling fedora hats with firecrackers around them, man, for $13.99, man. You want one?
Man. Yeah, let me get one, man.
I need a gray one. Let me get two.
Let me get two for $25. Okay, man. Okay, I'm gonna give Hank two for 25, man. You know, whatever color you want, you know, we got them in blue. You know, don't worry about it, man. And
they say your hat is out there blowing people's minds.
Oh yeah, that's why we doing it, man. You know how we do it. See, no Flossie, I knew you would pick up on that because of the player you is. You know.
Hey man, but you said that blue, like all you had was really red. You like, man, yeah, we can get some blue. You know, we. Like, you really only had all red hats or something, man. You know,
no, OG. No, OG. I got all blue, but see, when the firecrackers come off, then they turn red.
Okay, got you, my nigga. Got you. Okay, give me two blues.
two blues for Hanks of the Gangster on Cherry Street in Long Beach. I'll be waiting for you.
Hey, look here.
Ali, what's happening, baby?
Ali,
man, you know I love you, man. I had to come over here, man. I don't celebrate. I just congratulate all the OGs, man, on Sunday, man. I'm over here, you know, man. I can't believe I'm on the phone talking to Hankston and Flossie B, man. I really can't.
Hey, real. Don't forget the feathers in my hat. I need the feathers in mine, man. Don't forget the feathers in mine, man.
Oh yeah, you know, no problem, man. That's what the firecrackers they set up in the feather image, the firecrackers, man.
Okay, right on.
Yes, sir. Man, y'all go ahead and do your thing, man. I'm gonna go over here and get me some fish and chips over here off of Long Beach Boulevard by the 91.
That's right.
Oh, man.
All right, push-ups, man.
Up.
You know, I got some socks. I got some G-Lou socks with push-up arms on them, man. I'm going to send them to you, G-Lou. I love you, man.
All right.
Go ahead and play right. Them songs, man. Sunday all riding, right. Days and Tires.
That's right. Much
that's,
love,
that's
Ali.
That's a big hug from Reverend Ali, man, the hug man.
Much love, player. All right, check it out. We're gonna get back into traffic. This next one is off the request line, going out to Tam Tam. She wants to hear Rufus, "You Got the Love." Here we go. Taylor. Run away, run away.
Where all my hustlers?
Where them thugs
all
at?
My ballers? What? Let's do it live.
Get up.
See us.
Indiana, Indiana.
Mad at this swamp, y'all. Killer Castro from Queens. Trick a trash. Work.
Dirty jerk.
Well, can you get it like I get it? I got the gig in my blood. Known for slinging, yeah, you want plotting to lick with my thugs. Fuck you, fuck your crew, fool, and all that shit. Bitch, it's a new nigga in the prison. Putting it down like I know. What? Putting these haters wigs like I'm supposed to. Whenever you wanna act a fool and come and test, get that AK slug to your desk. Forget your dog, get fucked. Why about I see you with all the car get stuck? Now you in the depths of hell, feel like damn it ain't my lucky day. Never should I look my way, motherfucker. Don't trust your bitch ass, fool. As far as I can thrust ya, don't make no sudden moves, fool, and I won't have to bust ya. Trigger trash, you got a pistol, do we? But they work from here to Russia, fool. So what the fuck y'all here to do, huh? And it sound like that, motherfucker, and it sound like that.
I put in work,
and it sound like that. Yo, dog, I hope you clean your strap.
Fade out of hood and hate you, caught up in drama. Colors of ganja like it black, auto toast for armor. Lilies and Macs never the same pocket. Kept his fillies and cracks, how the streets rocket. Switch you, beat cases like he father the system. Organized block cinemas away from the prison. With souls, lost scrolls and so on. Fall victims to the streets and so much can go wrong. Rebels need crumbling majesties and salaries. Out of town is the goose down, it's introduced pounding. L.A. loop for power, evil roots shoot through cowards. Letting other niggas just regulate their hours. Coca, chronic, Philly roll, Philly by a scrotum, barrel next to G-Pack. Never got as long with cops like it was Brett Favre and D-Back. It's Iraq, can't believe that. Just put me first. And it's on like that. Castro, you know it's on like that. And it's on like that. Yeah, y'all, we get it on like that.
Check it, I get deep voice like Barry. All you keep, no, you keep. Again, I got permit to carry. All you fleet, look at me and say I'm Barry. I look at you and say that's what happens when cousins marry. Hey, that old shit don't show up. Show up from the blow up. My gas so fat, it needs to lose weight like hold up. On the run, huh? It might be belling in a Bronco. I'll be laying low from Marco in a condo outside of Toronto. How I feel about y'all popping shit? Like a constipated fart, a lot of noise, but you ain't dropping shit. This is me here, it ain't no other man. Always in somebody's business, like you a bum man. First nigga, I put in like 10 men. Kick up more dust and dirt, drinking more gin than bitch. El Cino, El Nino, a ghetto tsunami. Couldn't drop a bomb, so we got the fuck over Tommy. I put in work, and it's on like that. Motherfucker with them snakes and rats. I put in work, and it's on like that. Hope you motherfuckers watch your back, cause I put in work.
Y'all dirty jersey. Ow, Indiana coming on through.
Work.
Oh, what it mean y'all coming from Queens?
Work.
Hey, put it down for my crown.
Hey, it's OG Sunday. It's Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies. As you know, Queen Jean is off tonight on vacation. But before we continue, she usually does the announcements, and I want to ask the homie Hank if he got anything he need to announce. Anything you got to get out there, Hank? From the church?
No, man, I ain't got nothing. I got to get out, man. But I got a little story for you, G. Lou. Check this out. All right, check this out. My homeboy called me up because you know the COVID been acting up. COVID had us right. Fucked up for the last 2 or 3 years. COVID,
right?
COVID had us all fucked. So my homeboy called me up. He said, Hank, man, I got it. I said, nigga, you got what? What the fuck you got? He said, nigga, I got the COVID. I said, nigga, you lying. You ain't got no COVID. Nigga, how you know you got the COVID? He said, man, I went to Long Beach City College, took the test, and they said I was positive. I said, oh, shit, you got it, man. You got it. I said, man, well, what made you go take the test? You know, he said, man, I was having some symptoms. I said, well, nigga, what kind of symptoms were you having? Mm-hmm. So nigga said, first of all, nigga, at first I was getting real sleepy. You know, I said, sleepy, nigga, what? Sleepy at night? He said, no, nigga, sleepy in the daytime, nigga. He said, Hank, cuz, you been getting sleepy? I said, hell no, nigga, not in the daytime. I don't sleep in the daytime, nigga. I ain't got it, nigga. I don't sleep in the daytime. Right? Mm-hmm. So the nigga said, I said, so what other kind of symptoms did you have, nigga? What else kind of? He said at night my legs is getting real cold at night. He said, Hank, nigga, you got your legs been getting cold at night? I said, hell no, nigga. Matter of fact, they call me Hot Legs Hank, nigga. I'm a Hot Leg Hank, nigga. My legs don't get hot. I got long socks on. So,
right.
Hey, I just want to let y'all know, man, please, please don't get the cold legs at night, nigga. Whatever you do, don't get cold legs at night. That's it, hey, you got the shit. That mean you got it. That mean you got it. Don't do it. Hey, I love y'all, man. I love y'all, man.
Hey,
just working out the shit, man. Don't get the cold legs, because if your legs get cold at night, that mean you got it. I promise you that. That's what my homeboy said. Nigga had it.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. Shit.
There it is.
There it is. Oh.
Sunday, 4th of July weekend.
What are they doing it at?
Yeah.
Don't get the cold legs. If your legs get cold, that means you got it. Get that.
Lucky me.
Hey, it's Kevin Slow Jammin' James. Thank you for taking that ride on the world-famous G-Lou Show. Rated number one Sunday nights with the best crew on radio. G-Lou, Big Flossie, thanks to the Gangsta and the lovely Miss Queen G. The G-Lou Show, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. The show where they're doing it everywhere.
In the mood, yeah.
my brother Peter, right here with Midnight and you. Right on, baby. Right on.
Hey, hey, this is Kenya Ware from Kenya Ware Fans, and I just love the Chili Show, and I thank the man yes, the man in charge, G. Lou, for all his love and support for Kenya Ware fans. Of course, Flossie, Hank the Gangster, and the Queen Queen. I love y'all.
Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
You meet. It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain, no gain.
See, you can't give up, the times get hard. It's just that old devil trying to keep us apart.
No pain.
Bad jam right there. Shout out to the legendary Daddy Wright. I'm tripping. It's the G-Lou Show, OG Sunday, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldie, sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93. Tweed, FM-ism, D.D. Harrison, One World Magazine, and the GLouShow.com. Now, off the request line, the Mighty Dramatics. Shout out to Queen Jean, too. She sends her love to everyone.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to expound on is that, you know, we're doing this here show in a progressive talk style due to the fact that, you know, we're trying to enlighten the masses about the redemption of our people and ourselves in regards to pushing that poison, you know, and killing us off. So if you know your history, you'll know what your future looks like. And if you learn today's answer, you'll know not to make yesterday's mistake. So what we're dealing with right now on the G-Lou Show with Flossy and Hank the Gangster and myself, you know, we're trying to draw some real facts with some real cats that live. You know what I'm saying? And we got to keep it rated G, because it's a lot that goes on with this here lifestyle. It ain't just cookies and candy. You know what I mean? So you on the G-Lou Show with Flossy B, Hank City Gangster, myself, Dr. Ezra, AKA Master Cap, King Cap. So that's what it is, man. So tune in, get the wax out your ears, blaze one, and let it be known. Let it be known.
Yeah, we back at it. Flossy B, the homie here.
What's
he been
good
doing some big things. Huh?
What's good?
Let me see. We got the homie here, man, Malik.
Malik Spellman.
Malik Spellman. King Cap. King Cap. What up, man? Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, got my crew with me today, straight out of the Intergalactic Federation of UFOs.
Congratulations,
the baby cat. You know, the baby, the babyism.
Yes, sir.
You know, but I just wanted to tell y'all, happy 4th of the Uwis that lied to us. And on this day, our people were slaves, you know, but our history go beyond the 400 years that they places. But I had a moment, G. Lou, would you like to hear about it?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
You don't sound too excited. Okay, well, there it
come
is.
On
there.
With
I mean, you know, everybody read
come on
this
with
time
it
of year. So everybody read through this time of year, so everybody got something on their brain. But I had a moment that I was trying to figure something out about gangbanging. I'm going to be real short like underwear. I figured we can never stop what's going on because it's gang culture. And if it's a culture, what we need to do is to take the reins of that culture and guide it in such a way that each individual, Damu, Kiwi, whatever said, Mexican, whatever, that their culture is respected by the obvious culture next to them by getting an understanding. You don't write on my wall or write on your wall. You don't come on my side. I don't come on your side. You know, the whole get down before you pick up a gun, pick up a phone type shit. So I was saying that to say this, that if we enhance that culture in such a way that we fortify with businesses and different ingredients that make it really work, then each side will be so proud of their individual culture. When you yell at you from over here or from over there, it won't be no big deal. Just be like saying what kind of car you got to the next man that got something different. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
You sure? You sure? Because it's a loose set.
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Good evening to you, your guests, Mr. Flossy, Hank, and your listening audience. And there's one more thing that happened to me today. I stopped to buy a book from an old lady on the corner, smoking her joint. And I said to her, something to the degree that this world is going to pay for what they did to black people by God. And we know who did what to who. We ain't got to make no mention, point no fingers. And you know what she told me, G. Lou?
What's that?
She said that if God don't check these people and destroy them for what they did to us, that he said he going to lock himself in the dark for 10,000 years.
Mm. 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 Who is he?
Precisely.
That part.
I'll wait.
Yeah, that part. That part, he.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's impossible for him to do, so somebody is in trouble.
Right.
Anytime the Most High say that he going to lock himself in the dark for 10,000 years, lights out, if he don't knock this fool down.
No.
What that tell us?
No, not going to happen.
So, that's all I wanted to tell y'all while I smoke this good stick of weed.
Much love, man. Hey, congratulations, man, on that that epic interview you just pulled off, man.
Yeah,
congratulations,
sir.
Brother.
Shout out to the peacemaker, Malik.
I appreciate that, man. That was extended in cyberspace and in the heart. You know, they cut a lot of it out that we wanted to tell them, but then everybody else got a chance to get one or two vows in, so that's all that counts.
Right.
Right.
You know, the little sister, yeah, fuck off from the Jays. I like to send her a real, real major hug. You know, Nick Breach from Pasadena Bloods. You know what I'm saying? Cowboy. Hey, you know, a bunch of people. You know, that we need a quick.
You used to just have your little foot in there. Now you got your whole leg in that motherfucker. You up in there where they doing it at?
Well, you know, I just go by what y'all tell me to go tell them and what to do. See, when you're attempting and your intention is to do what your ancestors told you and to do with your motherfucking heart and your people that you serve. See, I serve y'all. I'm y'all servant. Because every queen need a motherfucking servant and every king need a servant. So I play the servant role. That's my get down. But what we need to do is play that motherfucking Warren G. Hey, homie, can you tell me where you can get some good weed? He's going to tell you the whole story because he's going to tell you about the music of his ancestors that his ancestors made. That's what we need to do. We need to take a ride with Nate Dogg. It's about that time. And that one homie team. Huh?
Let's take a ride.
Nothing. We hear you.
That Nate Dogg, hey, homie, tell me get some good weed on the G-Lo show. Yeah. The music his ancestors made.
Boy, yeah, sir.
Not the music these goofballs is making.
Right.
And one more last thing. BET. Yes, sir.
No, go ahead.
BET, I love you, but y'all ain't representing EBT no more. Because we ain't eating better tomorrow with that type of foolishness y'all put on there that was confusing. And do not, in the history of your life, ever, ever, ever say that this is the best song ever and somebody come out yelling, yo, 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 yo. Don't you never disrespect Stephanie Mills like that no more. Don't you never disrespect Dorothy Dandridge and all them people like that no more. Don't do that. BET, get hold of your motherfucking self. Because y'all act like y'all on EBT now. How in the fuck y'all got our sisters out there scantily dressed with little girls watching, little kids watching, confusing information. And then y'all have the audacity to say that that's black entertainment? Now that's an insult to black entertainment. Do not, BET, in the history of your life, ever, ever, ever take the dream that that man built off of BET and the Barry Gordys and the Diana Rosses and the Anita Bakers and you disrespect that with that foolishness? I beg to differ. On the G. Lou show. That was some bullshit, BET. Y'all took us back 10,000 years. And I ain't going to say what y'all did. You know exactly what you did. Then why? And don't hide behind Viacom. That's bullshit. I work in TV. What y'all did was an utter confusion of madness that was a frequency that we couldn't even pick up on. And call that black culture. That's it. I ran it for the day. But don't do that no more, BET. Don't you ever, 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 ever misrepresent black people like that again in y'all TV history.
For real.
There it is. On the G.
Can you tell me why I'm fine to the music of my ancestors? I think they need to hear that, Nate Dogg. Hey, homie.
Hey, OG, could you tell me how to find some good weed? I need it for me, oh, so bad. That last bag was the best weed I ever had. Hey, so deep, I can't even seem to feel my feet. So fine, I can't help it, got to make this one mine. I hit them with my gang, Celine. They can't separate my music from me.
Music
and me. Change, but the music keeps
want you to bang. I don't know. They taught me how to reach deep down and touch the soul. Without my music, where would I be? You taught me how to cry and still remain a G. You keep a lot of soldiers at ease. And together, the next level we'll see. My music and me. And me. And me go together, perfect harmony, soft and mellow, or so hard it'll make your speakers explode. Stay with me, and together we will live out this dream of music and me.
Music.
Will be my claim to fame, a man with no name. That way I won't have to feel the pain. Indispensable, just a plain old human being. Today don't mean a thing in a world that's so mean. A world that seems nice for me. So privately, I'll be invisible. That way I won't have to explain a thing, if you know what I mean. I won't even have to be here on the scene. It's so ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss will go right on through, right on through me. To have missed all the things that hurt you so, no one would ever know. They never know. Life so preciously just don't seem to be as free as they claim freedom to be. Things are going fast to have found it all in the past. To have to take what you can get sure can make a heart upset. Inconspicuous, I must behave myself for somebody else who may have a little fame, fortune, and wealth. It's so ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss will go right on through. Right on through me to
a world that seems not for me. So privately, I'll be in there. That way I won't have to explain a thing, if you know what I mean. I won't even have to be here on the scene. It's so ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss will go right on me through, right on through me. To have missed all the things that hurt your soul, no one would ever know. They'd never know. Life so preciously just don't seem to me as free as they claim freedom to be. Things are going fast. To have found that all's now in the past. To have to take what you can get sure can make a heart upset. So I'll be invisible. Invisible.
Invisible. There it is, OG Sundays for After Slow Rider Oldies, 4th of July weekend on the 2022, man. I had a great time with you all. Shout out to my homeboy Flossie B and the Deacon Hank Norman. You know, we got a few minutes left, so I'm going to let them take you up out of here before we leave. Say some good words. Hope everyone has a great rest of your weekend. Happy 4th tomorrow. Remember, if don't nobody else love you, we do. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K.
Yeah.
And I mean that.
Oh, wait. Gee, Lou. That was hot. Yeah. Yeah, you was hot with that one. You did that. After you stumbled through it, you did that
though.
Hey, I
want to say, man, like I said, happy 4th of July to everybody, man. Hope everybody relax and enjoy themselves, you know, this weekend. Eat good. Hank, I'm going to leave that plate to go, and I'll be out at you tomorrow. I'll be out at you tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow, I'll make my rounds about tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I got you.
Good looking out, G Lou. Shout out to everybody out there, man. Blessings to you and your families, man. And, just take, I don't care what you're doing one time during the day. Just like they used to tell me, old man used to tell me, man, when you get out, stop and smell the roses, man. A touch of flower or something, man. Make yourself smile. Just do something for yourself, man. And just the main thing, thank God, man. Be thankful for all that you got. Because you're still here. Well, we still here, as I say. But don't take none of that for granted, man. You know what I'm saying? Anything you do, when you drink a glass of water, say thank you, because that's a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Facts.
Yeah, man. Blue Show, much love, man. Big flow.
Man, what are they doing to that, man? Hey, what you were talking about, Flo, it was an OG nigga said, man. The OG nigga told me, he said, man, he said, look what he told me. He said, young nigga, do something with your life. What you nigga told me? I was like, what you mean? Basically, you nigga, do something with your life, nigga. Get up there and know what they doing to that. So, first of all, man, do something with your life. Okay, that part. And then, man, live life like God is watching because he is. And so if you live life like God is watching, he going to be the one to do something with your life. You ain't got to do it because he going to take care of it for you, man. So live life like God is watching, man. And do something with your life, man. Do something with yourself.
Yeah, that part,
man. Go out there and get it.
Yeah. We know you on the G-Lou Show, man.
Oh, for the G-Lou Show, the G's is doing that, man.
That part, where it's done.
Yes, sir.
Well, since it's over, man, before we get out, let's get traffic. Like, they get traffic
bang,
one more
like,
time.
Bang, dude. That nigga went back to the to the Martin Luther King, to the King Park parties, nigga, the Silverado Park parties, nigga. That one right there. That's it right here.
What you look, y'all?
What they doing today?
I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shared